This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. As fighting continues in Sudan, the United States says it has evacuated its embassy staff. Planned evacuations by some other countries appeared to face problems on Sunday amid battles between rival military factions that have triggered a humanitarian crisis. Sudan's Warring Army and Rapid Support Forces, or the RSF, paramilitary group, accused each other of attacking a convoy of French nationals, both saying one French person was wounded. France's foreign ministry, which had earlier said it was evacuating diplomatic staff and citizens, did not comment on the reports. The army also accused the RSF of attacking and looting a Qatari convoy heading to Port Sudan. Doha released no immediate statement on any incident. Egypt said a member of its mission in Sudan had been wounded by a gunshot without giving details. As the war rages on between Russia and Ukraine on the front lines, a new war of technology has been born, with both sides hoping for an advantage with drones and satellites. The AP's Karen Chamas has more.
While the two sides have kept pace with one another so far, Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, told the AP he was confident Ukraine could out-motivate Russia. Fedorov explains how crucial technology was for both sides in order to stay ahead in the war. Technologies allow traditional and modern artillery to be more accurate, and they help save the lives of our soldiers. He acknowledged that Russia was also aware of the importance of technology on the battlefield and was actively developing and improving its own. He said the Ukrainian government was planning investments in new technology projects to encourage further competition and innovation. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on what's happening in Ukraine, Sudan, and elsewhere in our world, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three Jewish congregations in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, in the city of Pittsburgh, are still waiting for justice, 4.5 years after a massacre at a synagogue. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
It was 2018 when a gunman invaded the Tree of Life Synagogue, killing 11 worshipers from three congregations. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers believes God spared him for a reason.
To speak out, to be a voice to say, no, this isn't okay.
On Monday, jury selection is scheduled to begin in the federal trial of the suspect on charges including hate crimes. Rich Weinberg belongs to one of the congregations that was sharing the space at the time of the attack.
We don't want to be silenced as Jews. We are going to still be here. We will not be intimidated.
This was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel is turning 75 this week and has much to celebrate. But instead of feting its accomplishments as a regional military and economic powerhouse, the nation finds itself facing perhaps its greatest existential threat, not by foreign enemies, but from divisions within. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
For more than 3 months, tens of thousands of people have been taking to the streets against what they see as an assault by an ultra-nationalist religious government threatening a national identity rooted in liberal traditions. The divisions have cast a shadow over the anniversary Wednesday and the week's celebrations and raised questions about the country's long-term future. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
With the peak tourism season setting in, Greece is bracing for a record number of arrivals and is welcoming back Chinese tourists. The warm feelings follow a period of discontent due to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions placed on travelers from China for the past 3 years and other issues. Here's VOA's Anthi Karasava.
While groups of Chinese travelers are just starting to trickle in, Greece expects the number to surge through the summer, exceeding the roughly 200,000 who visited the country ahead of the COVID-19 pandemic. In recent months, a flurry of meetings between Greek and Chinese officials has helped ease visa restrictions. Direct flights have resumed, but also increased in number and locations in a strategy to boost inflows of travelers from China. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
The UK conducted its first test of a new emergency alert service Sunday, with millions of mobile phones emitting a loud alarm and vibration. The national system, modeled on similar programs in Canada, Japan, the Netherlands, and the U.S., aims to warn the public if there's a danger to life nearby. I'm Diane Roberts.